And we're back. Joining me right now is Blake McNaughton, who is one of the gentlemen that we met a couple of years ago when the 431 Squadron from Canada, better known as the Snowbirds, came and rocked our world here at Oshkosh. Welcome back.
It's great to be back. Yeah. And that we did rock the world, and you guys rocked our world. That was spectacular, 2016.
It was. And, of course, the Snowbirds were here in the 70s, the original jet team that performed here at Oshkosh.
The first. Yes, we were the first military jet team.
And I met Harry Chapin from that team Monday night at Theater in the Woods, and he was a hoot. He tells us the story of how the Snowbirds kind of got into trouble coming here, because like many air shows, of course, that, you know, you're the star of the show, and you were here as well, but you're just used to showing up within a time window or whatever, and when they planned the flight here to Oshkosh, even in 76, traffic was pretty heavy, and they were given a time to be here, and they were late, and the controllers turned them away. So Harry said he was very embarrassed by the performance, the arrival performance of the team, and they tried to make it up the rest of the week by having a good shows, which they did. We told him that he's made up for it. He helped us out with the microphones on Monday night.
Well, so Harry's a great guy.
He made up for it, but it was just interesting to hear that perspective of the story. And you flew in here as well?
I did. I did the Warbird turbine arrival. Okay. I insisted on not getting any special treatment and flying over Lac des Fonds and the Warbird Islands, yep. And it was fantastic.
Well, and what folks may not remember is back in the 70s, it was almost a free-for-all getting in here before they had the NOTAMs and all the, like, the Warbird arrival procedures and the coming in from Fisk and things. So there is some recordings of the air traffic controllers trying to sort out all of this traffic, I think it was either 76 or 77 that they realized that this show was getting so big they had to have some actual standardized procedures that have been in effect and tweaked ever since. But I'm glad you made it, and you're camped in the vintage area.
We are. The Tudor rolled off the line in August 1965, the one that we have here on display, and it's parked in vintage. It got judged yesterday. They didn't love the fact that it has extensive modifications since it rolled off Canadair's assembly line, but I'm still got my fingers crossed that we'll do well in the judging.
Good.
I have a future Snowbird with me. We're doing a little IFR training on the way down here, okay. And we're camping. We got the tents up. We're doing the full experience. I don't know if you can tell by the bags under my eyes, but it's legit. This isn't a PR thing. We're sleeping, and the people down in Vintage, the volunteers, are treating us like family. Margie and her team are really embracing us and being fantastic hosts. So we're having a blast.
So is that the only jet that's in the Vintage area?
That might be worth a prize on its own. I think it is.
Yeah. I think so. So, yeah. Tell them we have to start a new category.
There we go.
In Vintage judging.
Jet teams at camp. There we go. That's a new category.
And when you were here in 2016, you had hotel accommodations, right?
We did. Yeah, but EA took good care of us.
But which is better?
Camping. But okay. Even in 2016, we camped one night just because we didn't know when we were ever going to be back. So the Snowbird, a couple of us put up tents and we slept out. And that's where you get to meet the true enthusiasts. Right. Yeah. And that's what's special about Oshkosh is we go to a lot of air shows and the audience here, the spectators here, are not just spectating. They are knowledgeable. They know what's going on, and they are an educated crowd, and they see things and they bring back feedback to us. They appreciate that we're flying nine vintage aircraft in our in our demo, and it's fantastic dealing with them and working with them.
We're talking with Blake Naughty McNaughton from the Snowbirds, and you spent 3 years with the team. And now you are in more of a mentor role as an instructor, kind of bringing the next team members on board. How is that process handled?
Well, it was an honor to be chosen and then to be with the team for 3 years of deployments, which is a little bit odd. Normally, it's a two-year cycle for most pilots on the team. And then it was a privilege to be invited back to stay for another 8 to 9 months and help mentor in the new guys. So we have a brand new Snowbird here, Captain Joel Wilson. He's cutting his teeth, learning, doing a type conversion on the Tudor. Right. And we used the trip down here to do some IFR training. And then we're headed out to Ontario to drop our jet at Depot. So there's a lot of good reasons that we're passing through Oshkosh this weekend. But it's exciting. We have four new pilots coming in for 2020, which will be the Snowbird's 50th anniversary. Wow. So only 1 year after you guys. Yep. And it's exciting. He's beaming with excitement to be joining the Snowbirds, and it's fun to feed off that energy.
Good. Where does the Tudor fit in the training cycle for the Canadian Air Force?
It doesn't.
It doesn't anymore.
In the year 2000, we retired the Tudor as a training aircraft. The only other unit using it besides 431 Air Demonstration Squadron is AT, so Air the test establishment out in Cold Lake. They have a couple modified Tudors that they use for a few things, but generally we're the only ones using it.
Okay. And is the selection process, we've heard the selection process for like the Blue Angels, the Thunderbirds is quite extensive. I would imagine it's the same for the Snowbirds.
It is, but it's a little bit different. So we take about 30 to 35 applications from all across the Air Force. We request that you have about 1,000 hours of jet ejection seat time to apply. And then, of course, a stellar resume. From those 35 applications, we select 8 to come to us in February and March. And they do 2 or 3 weeks of flying tryouts. So we integrate them right into our team. We show them the extensive briefing, debriefing process. We get to meet them socially, and we figure out who's going to be the best fit. Because we don't hire pilots, we hire snowbirds, which is a much bigger category. We need you to be all singing, all dancing.
Right. And also unique to the Snowbirds is the fact that you bring your own maintenance people with you.
It's true. They fly right with us.
Yeah.
In this, you'll notice that the Tudor is a two-seat aircraft. Our technicians sit next to us, and they fly in the aircraft they fix. So we know that they are exceptionally good technicians, world-class, but we also know that they've done a good job because they're sitting there with us.
There you go. With your time at Vintage, is when you're done being a snowbird and a snowbird instructor, will you come back here?
Oh, I sure hope so. I sure hope so, but you're going to have to ask my wife if she's going to let me come back. After 3 years deployed, because the Snowbirds are on the road from April till October, I've spent a lot of time away from my loving family, so I'm going to pay that back and spend a little bit of time at home, but maybe I'll use my vacation leave to come back to Oshkosh next year.
Okay. Are there any aircraft that you see on the field that you'd like to have at home in a hangar?
Oh, where to start, man? It's funny. You said like we're a highlight when we come here. We're not a highlight. Look at this place. There's so many amazing aircraft and things going on here. I've seen one-of-a-kind aircraft. The performers are world-class. You guys only fly the best here. I don't even know where to start. There's so much to see at Oshkosh. It blows my mind.
And the weather is agreeable to you? It's not snowing in Canada yet, is it?
I'll admit it's a little hot. I guess I've got a weak Canadian constitution.
No, not at all. And actually, this has been a pretty, except for last weekend when it rained, this has been a pretty good stretch of weather for Oshkosh. It's not been too cold, not too hot, just right in the middle.
Well, I'm looking forward to the night show tonight. That's always a highlight.
Good. How did you get into aviation?
When I was about 9 years old, I went to an air show, mm-hmm. and a snowbird technician saw me standing by the fence line, and he called me over, and he let me sit in a Tudor. So paying it forward, I often try to find that bright-eyed individual in the audience and give them special attention. And that's it. I was hooked. There was nothing else I ever wanted to do in my life, and this has been it.
Did you go through civilian training or military?
So in Canada, we have an air cadet program. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to like your civil air or something like
right.
that. And I did that. So at 16, I had a glider's license. At 17, I had a pilot's license. I went to our military college, so like West Point or the USAF. And then from there, I went into pilot training. And I've worked like 5 days of my life. The rest have been awesome.
It's the greatest way to make a living, being at the airport every day.
Yeah, there it is.
All right. Blake, we appreciate you taking some time away from looking at all that there is here at Oshkosh to spend a few minutes with us. And genuinely welcome back, and I hope we see the Snowbird sometime soon flying here at Oshkosh.
I look forward to that.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Blake McNaughton from the Canadian Snowbirds. This is From the Stand, and you're listening to EIA Radio.